The beauty of our Torah is the timeless lessons that the Ribono Shel Olam, that Chazal, that Halacha conveys to us, embedded in the midst of mechanistic details. You know, we started Maseches Pesachim and Daf Yomi just a little bit over a week ago, and we're discussing the halachos of Bedikas Chametz, how to check your home for chametz, how to ready one's home for the Yom Tov of Pesach. So today we started a new Mishnah. Today's Daf Tes, and the Mishnah says as follows: In Choshish in Shema Girera Chulda Mibayis Labayis. You need not be concerned that literally a weasel may have gotten a hold of the chametz and taking the chametz from one place to another. What is the Mishnah saying? That if I cleaned my home for chametz and I did the sufficient checking and the sufficient cleaning, I don't have to be concerned afterwards that perhaps an animal got in there, accessed my chametz that I was storing away, and perhaps took chametz now all over the house, which would then necessitate another bedika, another inspection, and another cleaning. You don't have to worry about that. In fact, the Gemara says, the only time you have to worry is if you actually see a weasel with a piece of chametz in its mouth, a mouse with a piece of chametz in its mouth running around the house. Then, in addition to the rodent issue, you also have to worry about the chametz issue. But if you don't see the weasel, if you don't see the mouse, if you don't see any animal transporting chametz around the house, you don't have to be concerned for such a possibility. And the rabbis were teaching us such a profound lesson that you can't worry about every single possibility. You can't worry about every single thing which could occur. At a certain point in time, you have to deal with the reality as it is in front of you. You have to deal with the facts as they present themselves in front of you now. Because let's examine this for just a moment. You know, there are some people who, before they embark upon any life initiative or any life endeavor, they think through all the possibilities, right? If I go down this course, here's what could happen. This positive thing, A, B, C, D, and E. But then they'd be going to go down all of the list of things that could go wrong. And the truth is, there's no shortage of things which can go wrong in any major life endeavor. You choose the project, you choose the goal, you choose the dream, the aspiration, and you begin to make your list of pros and cons, and the cons represent all the things that can go wrong. And in any particular life initiative, if you begin to enumerate every single thing which can go wrong, ain't the dover sof. And there are people like this. There are people who go through life and when faced with incredible opportunities, opportunities for growth, opportunities for change, opportunities for self-transcendence, they get so scared because of all the different things which can occur. And you know, we like to talk about other people like this, but how many of us fit into that category as well? How many of us have just simply settled for what's comfortable, for what I know, for the known, because the truth is, no one likes surprises. So when I'm given a new opportunity, at first it sounds incredible, sounds exciting, but then 1 second, if I start that, I may have to give up this, and maybe I'll never be able to get back where I was, and maybe I'll suffer a setback, and maybe this could happen, and that could happen, and lightning can strike, and a whole variety of different things. And you begin to go down the list of all the things that could happen, it leads you to only one possible result, which is inaction. Because if you contemplate in life everything which can go wrong in any particular life initiative, the only logical thing to do is nothing at all. It's the same way that if you stand at the street corner ready to cross the street and you weigh all the things you can gain by crossing the street. You can get to the other side, you could accomplish, you could get to work, you could make a paycheck, you could pay your mortgage, you could see your family, you could do a whole variety of things if you cross the street. But there's danger with crossing the street. Chas v'shalom, a person could get hit by a car. A person could, chas v'shalom, get injured. A person, chas v'shalom, could even lose their life. Well, when you weigh all of those things against each other, I love my family, but is it worth my life? I love my job, but should I put myself in peril? So if you begin to think about every single possibility which could occur, it leads to one thing, what they call analysis paralysis. If you overanalyze any situation too much, it leads to one incontrovertible truth, which is, just do nothing. Because here's the great thing about doing nothing, or at least so we think. Doing nothing is safe. Doing nothing poses no danger, but it does. Because doing nothing poses the greatest life danger. The danger of stagnation. The danger of just settling for mediocrity. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Ein choshish in shema girera chulda. You cleaned your house for Pesach? Shkoyach. Great job. Let's move on to something else now. Don't sit there thinking about, well, maybe the weasel got in. Maybe the animal got in. Maybe the animal got the bagel. Maybe the animal got the donut. Maybe the animal got the cupcake, got the Danish. Who knows? Maybe there's a whole hummus party going on in my attic with all the different animals. Says his Mishnah, you can't live like that. Now, if you see again, you see the weasel walking around with a Danish in his mouth. It's a well-fed weasel. So then you could be choshish. Then you have to worry. Then you have to clean again. But if you don't see it, then don't go ahead and spend your life worrying about every single thing, what that could be. Focus on what is. Maximize your opportunities. Find the strength and the courage to cross the street. Avoid at all costs the danger of analysis paralysis. You definitely have to think things through before you act. You definitely have to weigh the dangers and complications and challenges associated with any life initiative, but not to the point where you are paralyzed into inaction. Be thoughtful, be contemplative, weigh the various factors, but then find the courage to move yourself forward. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.